Interim Superintendent John Stanford told the school board Tuesday night that the district's failing grade on the latest state report card is more than an embarrassment. It puts the state's largest public school district one step closer to losing local control. Three consecutive Fs on the annual report would trigger a state takeover and a state-appointed CEO with broad powers to bring in charters, cancel contracts, and privatize services. While the district has a long-term improvement plan in place, the board Tuesday approved spending $2 million on an immediate plan to shore up scores in several key academic areas. Chief Academic Officer Alicia Gillison says it starts with professional development for teachers in areas where the district students are on the cusp of a better letter grade, like the third grade reading test.
And then in January, we start the 8-week intense surge. We have room for 800 second and third graders. They'll come in and they'll take an assessment or pre-assessment so we know exactly where they are. And the teachers will work to get them on grade level or as close to grade level as we can get them so they'll be ready for that test.
Gillison says improvements should snowball as this year's second graders will be even better prepared when they take the state test next year. And this year's kindergartners will benefit from 3 years' application of the teacher's professional development. Even a modest improvement could raise the district's third-grade reading scores from a D to a C, which would have an impact on the district's overall letter grade. Gillison says the aggressive focus on professional development will also benefit students on the other end of the K-12 spectrum in another borderline area.
At the high school end, once we dug into our data, we saw that geometry was an area our students were challenged in. So there's going to be an intense professional development for all high school Math 1 and Math 2 teachers. And from that, they'll go back into the classroom, and their delivery of instruction may look different. It'll be more focused on what those areas are.
The board also approved bringing back 40 intervention specialists who were cut several years ago to go into the schools and work more closely with students in key areas. But teacher training and increased tutoring are only part of the district's strategy. The board will also hold 3 public work sessions to explain the details of the state report card and the implications of a possible state takeover. Superintendent Stanford says the meetings November 14th and 28th and December 5th will also be an opportunity to reach out to parents, nonprofits, and the faith community to enlist their help in continued improvement for the district. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.